Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Memphis Showboats are back. Season tickets are available. And our next guest is the head coach of the Memphis Showboats. His name is Todd Haley, and he joins us now. Todd, appreciate the time. Welcome to Memphis.
No, I'm really excited about it. Thanks for having me. Got a little taste of Memphis a few months ago for the opening ceremony, press conference, unveiling, whatever you call it. Great energy. It was very clear pretty quickly that the people of Memphis are really excited about, you know, having a professional football team back.
So what made the Showboats, right? Because I'm sure you're a man that has a lot of opportunities to coach football somewhere. What made the Showboats the right one for you?
Well, you know, I did it last year, you know, part of the Tampa Bay Bandits. And what attracted me in the first place, first and foremost, you know, I had a long relationship with Moose Johnson through the years, great respect for him. And you know, when he called me and talked about the USFL, I remember the original USFL. You know, my father's with the Steelers, I'm in Pittsburgh, there's the Maulers, you know, we all know the Generals. I ended up coaching with Mo Carthon, who played for the New Jersey Generals for a couple years with Herschel Walker. But, you know, when Moose said, hey, you know, we're taking a team to Memphis, the Showboats, would you be interested? I'm like, my mind immediately went to the great Reggie White. You know, some great, great players got their start in the USFL. And when you talk about the Memphis Showboats, I mean, you think of Reggie White. And, you know, I love Memphis. I think it's a phenomenal town, great people. Reminds me a lot of my growing up in Pittsburgh, you know, just kind of a tough-minded group, but with great, you know, just character, the music, the food. I mean, it's awesome. So really, really excited to be playing in the Liberty Bowl, have our own fans come out and get behind us. I believe we're going to put a really good product on the field. So, you know, what couldn't you be excited about being part of this?
Yeah, you mentioned you know Tampa Bay last year, but everything's in Birmingham, and so you don't have those that necessarily that home crowd. And those how tough and how different, Coach, was that? It's still football, certainly between the sidelines, but not having that. This, I mean, you mentioned it. That's got to be one of the things you're looking forward to most.
Yeah, when you play the Stallions and there's 30,000-40,000 people in the stands, yeah, you know, you got that feel. But I've said this to many people because a lot of people have asked me this question. You know, once the opening kickoff goes off, it felt, you know, I coached in the NFL a long time, but it felt like professional football. I mean, it's well run. The officiating, Mike Pereira, like I said, Moose Johnson, you know, going through the production meetings, you know, whether it was Fox or NBC. You know, once that ball was kicked off, you as a coach, you kind of block everything out. But, you know, you cannot say enough about having a crowd behind you. I mean, I've played home games, I've played away games. It's a totally different thing. It doesn't necessarily determine a win or loss, but when you feel that energy from the fans that have come out to see your team play, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, over the years, we have seen iterations of spring football come and go, and I think it's important, right, to just get to that second season, which is exactly what's happening here for the USFL. What do you think sort of gives it, you know, the potential for staying power? Is it sort of like those things you mentioned, potentially, you know, collaboration with the NFL, development? Like, what do you think gives the USFL, you know, a chance to have that staying power?
Well, number one, I think that's been missing, you know, since NFL Europe, you know, disappeared. Because, you know, I was coaching and would go down, come down to Tampa and watch, you know, those teams' training camps. And there's not enough spots on NFL rosters for how many guys love this game and have the ability to play it. I mean, there's a lot of guys that love football and are really good at it that, you know, for whatever reason aren't able to get one of those, you know, spots because there's so few. So I think the developmental aspect is awesome. You know, and these players are hungry. They, you know, they want to continue their dream of playing the game they love, you know, but on the other end of it, I just think, you know, Fox, USFL, Moose Johnson, again, I cannot say enough about what he puts into this. You know, a great player in his own right, but, you know, he is very, very passionate. And I think they've set up a system. And last year, everybody in Birmingham, yeah, we didn't have a home fan base, but I think it was smart. I think it's really well produced. I was talking this morning that, you know, I'd coach a game and then I'd go home to the hotel and be watching a game on TV, and it felt like I was watching an NFL game. I mean, the production value is high, really good, really well done. They know what they're doing. Like I said, Mike Pereira, you know, knows the rules better than anybody in the world. So, you know, I think the combination of them being really intelligent with how they set things up, and now they're expanding a little bit, which is great. You know, selfishly great for me and my staff and my team, because we get to come to Memphis and play in front of fans that hopefully, you know, really embrace, you know, the product we're putting out there and the game that they love, because, you know, everybody loves NFL football. I think the other aspect is I think the timing and the setup of the schedule is tremendous, because, you know, we're training these guys, we're developing them, we're playing games, and, you know, we finish end of June, early July. Training camps don't start till the end of July, so I think it offers a perfect opportunity for all these NFL scouts, coaches that are watching these games and tape. And if they see a guy that they think can help their team or have a chance to make their team, and we get guys that get that opportunity, I mean, we embrace that 100%.
You know, and we know one of the things that can draw fans in certainly is a high-powered, high-octane offense. So, Coach, tell us about your quarterback situation, which we know includes a local we know very well in Brady White.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously is going to change. You know, we had Jordan Tamu last year. He chose to take another direction, and that's okay. But Brady is awesome. You know, he's one of the most pleasurable guys to be around, from a preparation, watching tape, going through the game plan, what we're trying to get done. But it's going to be a competition. I mean, I think we got four guys right now, and Brady's one of them, and I really like Brady. So we're going to just have to see how that part of it plays out. But I truly believe I got the coaches on my staff, guys that have been in the NFL, that have worked with me. Carnell Lake, my defensive coordinator, my dad drafted with the Steelers back in the 80s. We worked together for 6 years with the Steelers. So love Carnell. I think he's going to really put a really nice spin on the defense. Very fundamental guy. I mean, coached by guys like Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher. So, and then been around a lot of really good coaches. So Bob Saunders and I were together in Cleveland. He and I worked lockstep. So I'm just excited about the fun for coaches is the process of getting a team ready to go out and play a game. And in the USFL, it's a much shorter time than you're used to in the NFL, but it makes it really challenging, but we're competitive guys. We want to get it done.
We're talking to Todd Haley. He's the head coach of the Memphis Showboats. Tickets are on sale right now for next season inside Simmons Bank Memorial Stadium. How do you compare, you know, as someone who's done it in the NFL, you mentioned your time with the Bandits last season. Like, how would you compare, you know, the way that you put together a roster here versus there? You know, how much more hands-on is it here? Do you prefer it the way it's done? Just how do you compare and contrast the way that a roster is put together, you know, at a place like the Memphis Showboats versus the NFL?
Well, I mean, it's similar in a lot of ways, but it's totally different in others. I mean, we have six coaches, you know, a couple quality control guys, and then I have a GM and Dave Rosano I worked with the Arizona Cardinals when we went to the Super Bowl. And he's been tremendous. you know, the biggest thing is last year we went and had a draft this time of year in Birmingham, and we had no players. So you were truly trying to build a house from the ground up. Now we have a core group. We know these guys, you know, and the guys that we prioritized that we wanted to have back on our team, and they're all in. I mean, most of them have just jumped in 100%. I want to do it again. I want to be part of this. So to have that core is huge, because now these guys have been trained. They understand the expectations. They understand how we as coaches go about our business and what we expect. So now when you bring in new players, those are who the guys will be leaning on a bunch. And last year it had to be, like I said, I mean, we had a room filled with guys that none of us had ever been together. Well, now we have guys that have been coached. They get it. They understand it. And then they'll help coach some of the new guys that are coming in trying to keep their dream going.
Is there, right there where you ended, keeping their dream going, is there a difference in coaching them in terms of the kind, you know, for you, you know, if a guy doesn't make it, you know, that might be the end of his dream. And I realize as competitive as the NFL is, though, there are still guys, though, that have made it. They've got their million-dollar contracts. You've got a lot of guys who are just trying to keep the dream alive. Is there a difference in the way you coach them, Todd?
There's a difference in the way they want to be coached, mm-hmm. I would say. That's the biggest thing. I've been in a ton of meeting rooms or on practice fields talking to groups of men in the NFL. These guys, these were my most favorite meetings I've ever been a part. When you talk as a coach, whether it's me or one of the assistant coaches, these guys are wide-eyed. They got their pen and papers out. They're taking notes. They're truly hungry because they understand, you know, what's at stake. And if they're able to go out there and put a great tape, you know, a great resume on tape that somebody's going to be impressed with, and they get that opportunity to get their foot either in the NFL or back in the NFL, I mean, that's the beauty of it. Yep. But I think it's the way. You know, it's not so much about how we go about our business. It's about the way that they're so receptive. And I said it all year last year. These are the most favorite meetings and talks I've had with teams ever in the history of my career, you know, which was fairly long. But that makes it fun. I mean, when you're a coach and you see a guy looking at you and taking notes and saying, okay, I got it, coach. And then he goes out and puts it on the field. Yep. I mean, it's a thing of beauty.
Hey, last thing, Ty, I want to ask you, it's an NFL question. I'm just curious to get your perspective on it. Lamar Jackson got the non-exclusive franchise tag, and, you know, we've seen a lot of teams say they're not interested in pursuing Lamar Jackson. If you're a head coach there in the NFL, are you blowing up, you know, your front office and management saying, hey, let's get this done? What do you just make of Lamar potentially hitting the open market there?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting situation because he's a phenom player. And he gives you a chance to win every time he's out on the field. When he was hurt the last couple of years, the second half of the year, yeah, you saw such a difference in the Ravens' ability to win games. You know, he's a difference maker guy, and when you have a guy like that, you know, I'm just really interested to see how it goes. I gotta believe, you know, but he's a unique player, and you better have the right coaching staff. You know, I'll reference the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Sirianni, who I'm very close with, he did a great job of bringing in coaches that understood how to utilize some of the talents of Jalen Hurts. Lamar Jackson's no different. I mean, this guy's ability, he can throw it, he can run it. You know, RPOs, read options, all those different things. I mean, he's a dangerous, dangerous weapon. But you know, all NFL coaches don't always understand that. I mean, I went a long time with just a lot of great quarterbacks, but they were drop-back pocket passers. Kurt Warner, Vinny Testaverde, Ben Roethlisberger. It's a different world now. But I think guys are, you know, coaches are starting to learn that, hey, I better get up to speed because this is the way they're playing college football, and we got a lot of really unique athletes coming out at that position.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, Ty, welcome to Memphis. We're excited about having the Showboats, and we'll see you out there real soon.
Good luck this season, Coach.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. Excited.
Yes, sir. He is Todd Haley, head coach of the Memphis Showboats. Tickets are available now, and obviously like very affordable if you are looking for something to do with the family. And the weather should be nice. I think that is a huge advantage, right, for the Memphis Showboats. They're going to be playing – when the Tigers play football, man, it's hot. Like, you gotta get that Aquafina just to pull over your head. You know, you're not going to have to worry about that with the Showboats.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about the quarterback situation now. And with Jordan gone, mm-hmm. you know, he led the league in passing yards last season. You just wonder, you know, does that open it? Obviously, it opens it up more for Brady, but, you know, he's got three more guys to beat.
Right. No guarantees, it didn't sound like.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I understand that. And I always wonder, like, clearly Singletary felt no pressure to play Johnny Manziel, despite it's what the, you know, audience would have wanted to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't.
Todd, with his experience, will be.
I'm sure he's
the same.
Like, yeah, you're not going to be able to boss mm-hmm. him around.
And he knows how big Brady is around here. I've read some stories and compared him to Brad Pitt in Memphis. He's basically Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Well, I would, is he Brad Pitt?
He won't be pressured into. He's talking about his celebrity status and around here. He compared it to
that
to,
might be
to,
a little
Brad,
bit of a, I mean, y'all booed to, that, Brad Pitt didn't get booed, man.
Well, and he also brought up how handsome he was too. So I think it was an overall comparison to Brady. But it sounds like he's got his work cut out for him if he's going to be Todd's starter.
Yeah, I think that's definitely right. So it should be fun. Should be fun to kick off the inaugural season here of the Memphis Showboats back in Memphis. Appreciate Todd Haley for joining us on the show. This is the Jason and John Show. Back after this, 92.9 FM, ESPN.